Hi, I'm Joanne Folletta, and this is Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Fiona. I'm 10 years old and I play the piano. You're listening to Kids Commute on Interlaken Public Radio.
Thanks, Fiona. Good morning and happy Thursday, Kids Commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Young Composers Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We have one last Quizlet hint coming your way after our music today. All week we have been meeting folks who are writing music at a young age, sometimes teenagers, sometimes even younger, like today's composer, Erich Wolfgang Korngold. He was born in May of 1897 in Moravia, in what is now the Czech Republic. Now, people don't know a whole lot about Korngold's early life, but this is what we can tell you about him as an early musician. He wrote a whole ballet at the age of 11 called The Snowman, which got good reviews, and it was performed at the Vienna Court Opera. I mean, can you imagine writing a ballet that's performed at the Vienna Court Opera in the 5th or 6th grade? Wow! And he followed that up with today's piece, which is the piano trio and the piano sonata in E major. He wrote these when he was about 12 years old. Composer Richard Strauss heard it and said, "One's first reaction that these compositions are by a child are those of awe and concern that so precocious a genius should follow its normal development. This assurance of style, this mastery of form, this characteristic expressiveness, this bold harmony are truly astonishing." He's talking about a 12-year-old here. Wow. Erich started writing orchestral music at the age of 14. Here's a little bit of his Sinfonietta he wrote at a young age. So Erich was composing early, but he really hit it big in his mid-30s when he moved to Hollywood, California, and began composing music for film. This is where he really made his career. He eventually became known as one of the pioneers of film scoring and eventually won 2 Academy Awards for Best Film Score. In fact, the American Film Institute ranked his score for The Adventures of Robin Hood at number 11 on the all-time list of greatest film scores. Here is the second movement, the Scherzo, from Erich Wolfgang Korngold's piano trio in D major, performed by the Beaux-Arts Trio. Thank you. Music from the Piano Trio by Erich Wolfgang Korngold, who was 12 years old when he wrote that complex piece of music that was performed by the Beaux-Arts Trio. Now, tomorrow on Kids Commute, so excited. Our featured young composer is one of you. Yes, we will be meeting Xander Shoemaker tomorrow. You may remember him from Request Week. We'll have a chat with him and listen to some more of his music. And that's coming up on Kids Commute tomorrow. Hooray! Now, Kids Commuters, let's ask you our weekly Quizlet one more time. We'll give you one last hint for the week. If you get the answer right, we'll give you an on-air shout-out. We'll send you a little token of our esteem in the mail, just a little thing, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize from Go-Go Squeeze, which is 50 packets of applesauce. Now, a note to you, we are sending out last week's prize packs today. Sometimes it usually do them on Thursdays. And we're also doing our grand prize drawing today. We will announce the winner of all of that applesauce tomorrow. Now, as a reminder, here's our question. A young person named Louis, his first name, invented what writing system for the blind in 1824? Here is our last hint. This alphabet is made up of raised bumps or dots that you touch, and you read it by touching the bumps with your fingers. Each letter of the alphabet has its own specific pattern of raised bumps. What is the name of this writing system invented by Louis in 1824? Do you have it? Let us know. Congrats to Finn in Traverse City. She picked it up yesterday. Send us a text message with the answer, your name and address, to area code 231-237-7482. Again, research is not cheating, so you are free to look it up. We'll tell y'all the answer and tell you who won all that applesauce tomorrow. That's all for Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Have a glorious day.
Interlochen Public Radio.